Want to write a novel but not sure where to start? Grab a copy of my free Story Starter Kit workbook by going to savannahgilbo.com/starter-kit. In this free multi-page guide, I'll walk you through the first 5 questions to ask and answer before writing any story. You'll get clarity on your characters, your setting, your theme, your plot, and so much more. So one more time, go to savannahgilbo.com/starter-kit to grab your free copy.
I've met a lot of writers who worry about starting chapters the quote-unquote right way or ending chapters on cliffhangers, and they just agonize and stress over this during their first draft so much that they never make progress or they never get to the end of their first draft. And if they do finish a draft, the scenes that they have in their story are usually incomplete because they've been so focused on writing really good chapter beginnings or really good chapter endings, but they don't actually have that scene structure in place, so their story just isn't working.
Welcome to the Fiction Writing Made Easy podcast. My name is Savannah Gilbo, and I'm here to help you write a story that works. I want to prove to you that writing a novel doesn't have to be overwhelming. So each week, I'll bring you a brand new episode with simple, actionable, and step-by-step strategies that you can implement in your writing right away. So whether you're brand new to writing or more of a seasoned author looking to improve your craft, this podcast is for you. So pick up a pen and let's get started.
In today's episode, I'm going to walk you through the difference between scenes and chapters, and then I'm going to give you 3 reasons why you should write your draft in scenes, not chapters. So if you've ever wondered what the difference is, or if each scene should be its own chapter, or if a chapter should contain multiple scenes, then you're really going to like this episode. So first, let's talk about the difference between scenes and chapters. Scenes and chapters are different things, and they serve a different purpose in your story. Scenes are more like mini stories that link together to create an overarching global story. And because they're mini stories, that means they need to have their own beginning, middle, and end, as well as a complete arc of change from start to finish. Chapters, on the other hand, are arbitrary divisions within a story that mainly exist to control how the reader experiences your story. Sometimes a single scene can make up one chapter, and other times a chapter is made up of multiple scenes that kind of work together to create a similar point or express a similar message or work together to build up to a pivotal moment. Now, both scenes and chapters play a big role in your story's pacing, but chapters are much more obvious to the reader because that's what they can see when they open your book. So because of that, chapters have more control over how your reader experiences your story. For example, a novel with shorter chapters is going to feel much different than a novel with longer chapters. The story that has shorter chapters is going to feel like it has a much faster pace and that it's happening more quickly. So hopefully that helps you guys understand the difference between scenes and chapters. And now I want to talk about why you should think in terms of scenes and not chapters for your first few drafts. And there's really 3 main reasons why you want to do this. So reason number 1 is that thinking in terms of scenes makes it easier to plan out your story. If you like planning out your scene count before you start writing, then using scenes instead of chapters is going to make the process a lot easier. So most of us know that every story has a beginning, middle, and end, regardless of how many acts you break that story down into. And in general, the beginning represents the first 25% of the story, the middle represents the next 50%, and the end represents the final 25%. When you know your total target word count, you can break that word count into a beginning, middle, and end as well. So for example, if we're writing an 80,000 word novel, we can take those percentages, so that 25%, 50%, 25%, and break out that 80,000 word total into smaller chunks. So using that 80,000 word example, our beginning would be about 20,000 words, the middle would be another 40,000 words, and the end would be the final 20,000 words. From there, you can figure out approximately how many scenes are going to go in each section of your story. In general, I recommend keeping your scenes between 1,000 and 2,000 words, so we'll use 1,500 word scenes as an example. From there, you can take your total of 80,000 words and start to divide out how many scenes are going to fit in each section. So that means your beginning would have about 13 scenes, the middle would have about 26 scenes, and the end would have another 13 scenes. And you can always round up or down from there. I really love breaking down my story this way before I start writing because I like knowing roughly how many scenes I have to work with, both in total and then within the beginning, middle, and end. That way, it's really easy for me to tell if my story is kind of veering off track or if a certain section of my story is becoming too inflated at any point. So, for example, if I know that the beginning of my novel should have about 12 scenes and I'm already on scene 18 with a long way to go in the beginning, then I can immediately know that something's off. Like either the story is going to be a lot bigger than I had expected, or maybe my plot points aren't where they should be, or I have a bunch of scenes that don't really need to be there, or I've just kind of overwritten the whole thing and it just needs to be tightened up. And again, there's no exact rule here. I just know roughly when things need to happen from a structural standpoint to achieve the kind of pace I want in the story I'm writing. So if I look at, you know, the beginning of my story and I end up with 18 scenes where I should only have 12, I know there's probably something wrong there. And then it's a lot easier to save yourself time and frustration if you can catch that up front. I created a freebie for this episode that will walk you guys through the process of planning out the number of scenes to aim for based on your target word count. So if you want to download that, you can grab it at savannahgilbo.com/sceneplanning. So one more time, if you want to grab that freebie, you can go to savannahgilbo.com/sceneplanning. So reason number two is that when you think in terms of scenes, it's a lot easier and a lot less stressful to write a first draft. I've met a lot of writers who worry about starting chapters the quote-unquote right way or ending chapters on cliffhangers, and they just agonize and stress over this during their first draft so much that they never make progress or they never get to the end of their first draft. And if they do finish a draft, the scenes that they have in their story are usually incomplete because they've been so focused on writing really good chapter beginnings or really good chapter endings, but they don't actually have that scene structure in place, so their story just isn't working. So I always tell the writers I work with that it's better to write scenes outside of the chapter format because then you're not worrying about cliffhangers or if the very beginning of your chapter is interesting or not. Because of that, writing in scenes instead of chapters is going to help you write a more complete and well-fleshed out story on your first draft. The other thing is you won't have to worry about how each chapter ends or how one chapter transitions into the next because you're just going to be worrying about writing each scene, which needs to be its own little mini story, and then you're going to move on to the next scene and the next scene until you have a finished draft. And then when it's time to turn those scenes into chapters, you can end them at the most exciting or most interesting parts of your scenes so that readers will kind of feel that tug and they'll want to keep reading. Because we all know that chapters are generally more exciting when they end at a high tension moment or before a character comes to a crucial decision, right? But if we write with those kind of things in mind, we're just missing that underlying scene structure. That's really important if you want to write a story that works. I think this also helps writers make that change from writing a bunch of things that happen in a chapter to writing real scenes that are impactful and advance the story forward. And just this little shift is going to make a huge impact on the quality of your first draft. So if you can focus on writing a scene that works for your first draft rather than focusing on chapters, you will most likely end up with a better and stronger first draft. The third reason that you should write in scenes instead of chapters is that it's easier to spot weak scenes when you're editing. So a weak scene that's stuck in the middle of a good chapter can be hard to notice during the drafting stage or when you're reading back through your first draft, because if everything around it kind of sounds good and feels good, then it's really easy to just skim over that scene, even if that scene is fundamentally broken. And there's something different about looking at a scene that's in its own file. Since you can't see what's around it, the flaws in the scene are going to stick out to you. And it's going to be a lot easier to see where things are missing or how it isn't really doing anything to serve your overall story or move the plot forward. And this is really helpful for writers who have scenes in their drafts that are full of backstory or world building or just paragraphs and paragraphs of info dumping. Because when you're looking at a scene all by itself, those things stick out in a much more clear way. So hopefully you guys can see how thinking in terms of scenes, not chapters, can actually make the whole writing and editing process a whole lot easier and a whole lot less stressful. And then once you have a finished draft and you're confident that your scenes are working, then you can always go through them and break those scenes into chapters to help control the reader's experience and have the kind of impact you want. So let's recap what we talked about in today's episode. The first thing we talked about is that scenes and chapters are different things and that each serve a different purpose in your story. So scenes are mini stories that kind of link together to create your global story, and they each need to have their own beginning, middle, and end, as well as a clear arc of change. Chapters, on the other hand, are more of an arbitrary division that mainly exists to control the pacing or the reader's experience. Sometimes we can have a single scene that makes up an entire chapter, and other times you're going to have chapters that are made up of multiple scenes that kind of work together to either make a similar point or to set up a key moment in your story. The second thing we went over was the three reasons why you should write in scenes, not chapters. So the first reason was that when you think in terms of scenes, it's a lot easier to write a first draft when you can break your total word count down into smaller, more manageable pieces at the scene level. Reason number two was that thinking in scenes makes it easier and less stressful to write a first draft, and that's because you're going to focus more on writing scenes as complete units of story instead of putting all your attention into ending chapters on a cliffhanger or starting chapters in the quote-unquote right way. You can always turn those scenes into chapters at the very end of the process and end them on the most exciting or interesting parts that are going to keep readers engaged in your story and wanting to turn the page. Reason number three was that when you think in terms of scenes, it's easier to spot weak parts of your story when you're editing, because when a weak scene is stuck in the middle of a chapter, it can be really hard to spot. But when it's on its own, those weaknesses can be really obvious or really glaring,
which just makes the whole editing process a lot easier. As a reminder, you can download the freebie for this episode at savannahgilbo.com/sceneplanning. And this freebie will walk you through breaking down your target word count for your novel into a planned number of words and scenes for the beginning, middle, and end of your story.
So that's it for today's show. As always, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and showing your support. If you want to check out any of the links I mentioned in this episode, you can find them over at savannahgilbo.com/podcast. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show, because there's going to be another brand new episode coming out next week. If you're an Apple user, I'd really appreciate it if you took a few seconds to leave a quick rating and review. Your ratings and reviews tell iTunes that this is a podcast that's worth listening to. And in turn, that helps this show get in front of more fiction writers just like you. So that's it for today's show. I'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Until then, happy writing.